Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 and Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Great to be with you here. On a Monday following the National Football League draft, the Lions, well, mostly high grades, high marks. We all know how silly this is, but we all do it, and we should do it. You should judge what you think is a draft class is like. But it's, you know, it's kind of meaningless. It's the beginning of a journey for a lot of players, and we're all speculating about what they may or may not be. But I'll use the Kyle Meinke story on M Live about the going through position by position what the depth chart could look like now that the draft is over. Quarterback, there's not much. Jared Goff is at the top. Hendon Hooker and Nate Sudfeld are your backups. The receiver spot. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, the projected third starter. Do you think you know who it is off the top of your head?
I would think it's Khalif Raymond.
According to this, it's Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Okay.
Khalif Raymond is listed fourth, and Antoine Green, and a bunch of Tom Kennedy, Mo Alexander kind of guys. Do they need to get another receiver still? Is Donovan Peoples-Jones worthy of 60-plus targets that Josh Reynolds got a year ago? Because one of the things that Josh Reynolds had was the trust of the quarterback that really comes over time. And Peoples-Jones did practice here, and he could be an answer. And, I mean, Jared Goff, next time we have him on, Jared, feel free to ring us up. Is he trust early in the stages, having Donovan Peoples-Jones and practicing with him in a few targets in games? Is he trust him where he can have a Josh Reynolds kind of workload? Does the Josh Reynolds workload get split between Donovan Peoples-Jones and Khalif Raymond? And if that's the case, who takes up the old Khalif Raymond workload? Right? I mean, so you know, the wide receiver spot, it feels to me like there's still an addition necessary here. Am I wrong to think? And a veteran productive addition.
Maybe. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they did that. I know one of the undrafted free agent players they've got is Isaiah Williams from Illinois, who was awfully productive last year at over 1,000 yards receiving on 82 receptions last year, and had 82 receptions the year before as well, for 715 yards. So he upped his average per reception. Had a huge game against Iowa this past year. I don't know if he makes the team or not. This is not, we're talking about an undrafted free agent, but he's an undersized guy. Does he fit that role? I mean, I'm looking at more of a bigger receiver, and that's not Isaiah Williams. So is it Donovan Peoples-Jones? It could very well be. I mean, he's not that far removed from being pretty productive in the National Football League.
I mean, I'm doing a little bit, we're going to do this a little bit of the idea that we're looking for the perfect team, and there's no such thing as a perfect team. If Jameson Williams has developed and Amon-Ra does Amon-Ra things and Williams is getting better, it's not like you can't get by with those two and then some Peoples-Jones, Khalif Raymond stuff. I just feel like, given that you essentially line up in three receivers almost every down anyway, and you've got an elite prospect developing tight end who may also only be getting better, that might be enough. It might be enough to do business. It's an offensive league. I think you probably want something a little bit more from the receiver spot. I would guess right now that they're still looking to add at the wide receiver spot.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility there. But then you ask yourself, all right, well, who's available? You know, what free agents are still there that you can go get? And that's where you got a question. There's not much left.
Odell Beckham? I don't see him being here.
I wouldn't discount like Tre'Quan Smith either. This sounds kind of crazy, but they went out and got him, and he's a bigger receiver, 6'2". He can block, and they like that in that blocking receiver. Josh Reynolds could block. And Josh Reynolds didn't come with a bunch of fanfare either, right? He was kind of left for dead by two teams, by the Rams and the Titans. So Tre'Quan Smith, you know, he was injured last year, but they went out and signed him pretty early, so they must maybe have a vision for him. So I just wouldn't rule him out completely. Him and DPJ might be the guys that fill that role, but you're expecting Jamo to take up a lot more, you know, targets than he did last year, right?
Yep. Tight end spot probably set, I would imagine, with Sam Laporta and Brock Wright coming back. They play their roles. They do them well. Running back. So the two at the top of the depth chart are David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. We all know that. Does Sione Vaiki take carries away from Craig Reynolds? I'm not sure. They obviously have project him having a impact on special teams, but does he become a player there vying for the third running back spot? I don't know that. I mean, Craig Reynolds is one of those useful role player, kind of good at what he does.
Well, he is. Does it come down to who's a better pass blocker?
Could.
I mean, that might be what it comes down to. I think both of those guys are special teams guys, and I think Vaiki is definitely somebody you want on special teams.
All right, on the offensive line, it feels like they've put some resources into developing the next offensive line. Like, they've got Cody Sorsdahl, they've got Giovanni Manu, they've got Christian Mahogany that they spent draft capital on in the last couple of drafts that they may be developing as backups. Starting offensive line is set, still a good group. I don't have a whole ton of concerns here. I feel like they've got They've got the group ready for today, and they've kind of got the group developing for tomorrow.
Kind of, but I'm not worried about this upcoming season. My concern is a little bit more long-term because you're taking on a project with this big offensive tackle, Manu. There's nothing proven about him. He's a project, and you have high expectations, and he's got a high ceiling because of the measurables and all that, but you just don't know. So how much longer is Frank Ragnow going to want to play football with his body breaking down as much as it does?
Mm-hmm.
And have they drafted somebody who's going to step in and be the next center? Doesn't look like it, because Glasgow is the guy who takes over if Ragnow can't go, and Glasgow's not getting any younger. So what do you have with Taylor Decker? I mean, that's another guy that you're going to have to make a decision on because his contract comes due after this year.
And what's he going to be looking for?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Which is a huge question. And then you start to shift things because, okay, if he doesn't, then obviously Penei Sewell goes to the left side. We're just waiting for that to happen. And now it's right tackle you're talking about. They still have, as far as I'm concerned, they still have question marks on the offensive line, but those are things that can be addressed in future drafts or in future free agency or with future trades.
All right, moving over to the defensive side of the ball, the defensive line, who do you think they have listed as Kyle Mikey listed as the starter opposite of Aiden Hutchinson? Kang, I want you to answer this question as well. The starter opposite of Aiden, edge rusher opposite of Aiden.
Marcus Davenport.
I would hope it's Pascal, to be honest with you.
It's Davenport. And you start thinking about all the players that they have at edge rusher opposite of Aiden. Davenport, Houston, Comiskey, Pascal, Betts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is there a combination? Is there a player there that's going to be clearly the starter? Is it going to be a combination of guys? Are they going to get enough production out of that side? This is a little bit of, I hope so.
Well, I'm banking on James Houston bouncing back and staying healthy. And if he's going to bounce back and stay healthy, I think he's the guy. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful what we saw in his rookie season was not a fluke. That was just too much production in seven games, 8 sacks in 7 games. I can't look at that and say, well, that's fluky. That just, it seems it was there. And they were going to throw more on his plate last season, and he got hurt.
Yep.
To see if he could be more than just a pass rush specialist. I think it's fine if he's just a pass rush specialist. The other guys, Kaminsky and Pascal, those are guys that have versatility to play inside and outside. So I don't look at either one of those guys being a starter. And then, you know, the CFL guy, who knows? Maybe they got lucky with him. The CFL Defensive Player of the Year had, 18 sacks last season or something? I mean, he's it's interesting, but it's a gamble. You have no idea what you really have with him until you see him play.
I'd just be extremely disappointed if Pascal doesn't. I mean, either Houston or Pascal got to win that job. Pascal was the second-round pick, 46th overall. Houston, he's got pass rushing ability. That's why I understand if he regains what we saw in that short stint a couple years ago, yeah, you want two guys coming off the edge like him and Hutch. But if Houston's just in there for third and long or obvious passing situations, Pascal needs to be the other guy who needs to be there.
I'm a Pascal fan. He won me over with really snippets of good play last year. Probably not enough that I should be as optimistic as I am, but I am optimistic about Josh Pascal. And there were plays he made in the NFC title game on down where I was like, okay, I can see why they like him. Can he make more of an impact? Can he be a guy that is playing more snaps and making more plays?
Well, yeah, I guess my first advice would be don't sleep on Marcus Davenport.
And you're right, we shouldn't. And I'm not saying that I am, but it's hard to get excited about him. But the knowledge they have him, like Campbell and Aaron Glenn were in New Orleans. And I remember Davenport out of college was a guy that we talked about the Lions drafting.
Texas San Antonio, I think.
UTSA, I believe, yeah.
The headlines out of Minnesota when he left was, he's done stealing money from us.
Right.
So, I mean, I have high hopes. I don't have high hopes for him. I hope he does well here. But I don't have high hopes for him is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they still see the guy that they had in New Orleans and the guy that they thought could play in New Orleans who once provided a 9-sack season for them, and he's not ancient. He's 27 years old.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.